Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think I'm getting a phone call. You know, I'm not one to take a phone call during TV. Oh, but I think I should answer this one.
It's Joe Biden.
Hello, Mr. President? I don't think I can hear you. Can you hear me, Mr. President?
Hello? Hello? Stupid cordless phone.
When will you get your annual physical, Mr. President?
What do you think I need? I'll take any test you want. Eye test, pap test, memory test, Vinny Testaverde, Ferrari Testarossa.
You name it!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, as the president said, he intends to run, and if he does, I will be running with him.
It's not a lie, if you believe it.
And if you can believe it, it's a Friday once again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for the day. Don't worry, after today, you've gotten rid of me for a week. I'm on vacation next week, so you don't have to hear from me for that long. So you can look forward to that. This is another twist of irony today. One of these 774 numbers has been really upset with me throughout the day, but apparently it's our winner, so they claim, of the Eden Pure 3-Pack contest. So congratulations, 774. I sincerely am glad that you won. You'll enjoy much cleaner air in your home, and maybe give one of those as a gift if you don't need all three. But it's a great gadget that we use here at the Howie Carr Show. And we really do hope you join it. And thanks for entering the contest. Again, HowieCarrShow.com, and enter your email address in the drop box. It'll be the drop down box. And that's all you have to do to enter to win. Now, today is Black Friday. Now, I don't hate Black Friday, but I've never really had much of a use for it. When I was a lowly reporter at the local station in New Bedford, my news director would send me out on Black Friday, and I hated it because I would have to go out there as soon as I was done with Thanksgiving dinner. Didn't really have time to hang out with family and friends all that much before going out to the local shopping centers to interview people standing in line. It was the dumbest. I have a lot of respect for my news director, still do, but those stories are the dumbest. People are lining up to shop. What is to be said? They're shopping. What? I can go to a mall any day and get the same answers out of the same people. It's eye-glazingly dumb. But that's, I guess, where my hatred or uselessness of Black Friday began. Sometimes I'll go online, see if there's a good deal, and may or may not take advantage of it. But like many of you, I'm sure, I started this year to scope out some Black Friday deals. I can think of some things for myself that I'd like around the house. For my audio setup at home, I listen to a lot of vinyl records. I've got a nice collection. I've got some nice equipment, but there's always something you can add a little here or there that makes it a little better. I really enjoy, that's how I wind down. And it's how I get my day started, just listening to a nice album. Let's see, this morning, what did I have on? I forget. But it was a nice morning, I guarantee you. Anyway, so I'm looking for deals, you know, Best Buy, Target, whoever has them, Amazon. And I'm saying to myself, wow, these discounts really aren't that great. They're moderately discounted items and inexpensive stuff. I mean, if back in the day, I felt, and I don't have the numbers in front of me to compare from what it was maybe 6 years ago or so, but I felt that if you were going to purchase a $600 electronics item, it would be discounted to like $375, and it was a doorbuster. You'd line up in line and hope that you were one of the first to be able to take advantage of that significant deal. I mean, almost 50% off. You can't beat that. And that creates buzz for the product. Oh, it was one of the hottest selling items. So once the Black Friday deals go away and all the people that didn't take advantage, they have, you know, their kids are clamoring for the same Xbox or PlayStation, whatever it is. So they go out and pay almost full retail for it after the sales are over. This year, I wasn't seeing that. I wasn't seeing nice discounts on items. I wasn't seeing something that was worth my while of shelling out a couple hundred bucks to get. Every purchase now that I make that's over $100, I say, do I really need this in my life? Is this going to be a worthwhile? Is this a good investment of my time and money? And more often than not, it's no. And this year, again, it was more the case for me than not that I just wasn't finding these deals. And it's not just me. AP story, and again, we don't really rely on the AP for too much here at the Howie Carr Show, but for retail purposes, retail story purposes, it's all right. While retailers are advertising sales of 30, 50, and 70% off everything from TVs to gadgets, many items will still cost more than they did last year because of the big scary word inflation. And finding a true bargain may prove to be a challenge. From September through October, shoppers paid roughly 18% more for furniture and appliances than they did a year ago, according to a recent major data analysis by analytics company DataWeave. For toys, they paid roughly 2% more. The latest government retail sales report shows retail sales rose last month even when adjusting for inflation. That underscores some resiliency among shoppers heading into the Black Friday weekend, the kickoff to the season, but cracks are forming, says the AP. Third quarter earnings results from major retailers show shoppers aren't willing to pay full price and are waiting for deals. Kohl's, Target, Macy's, all noted Americans have also slowed their spending in the past few weeks. Well, I mean, it's gotten colder the past few weeks. People are seeing energy bills coming in as the months, as November winds down. They're seeing how much they're spending on heating. They're looking at their oil tanks that they haven't filled all summer, saying, oh, we need to fill that. What's the current price of, eesh, ooh, better hold back on buying that new scooter for Johnny. Do kids still ride scooters? I have no idea. AP goes on, it's a dramatic change from last year's holiday period when shoppers began their holiday items as early as October for fear they wouldn't get what they needed amid pandemic-infused clogs in the supply chain. Remember Kamala Harris saying, I advise everybody to start Christmas shopping early because we may not have some of the items that we need, so start shopping early. Her concern wasn't that we weren't going to have a lot of the products and services that we needed at the time. Her concern was just getting those things to the people on time, not the supply chain itself. And people were also flushed with cash from government stimulus money. That's not flowing around as much as it was. It still is, but not to the extent that it was last year. Now, as for the items that are discounted today and where they compare to items that were discounted last year and what kind of deal you're getting from year to year, here are a couple of examples that DataWeave shows. A Cuisinart two-speed... Matt, do you know, is it Cuisinart or is it Cuisinart?
I believe it's a Cuisinart.
See, that's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's cuisine, should be Cuisinart, but it's Cuisinart. I think we've had this conversation before, haven't we?
About Cuisinarts?
Yeah.
I don't think we have,
no?
But other things maybe.
Quiz, you think queasy, which is not something right. You want associated with a culinary product. Anyway.
Some people say tomato, some people say tomato.
A Cuisinart or Cuisinart two-speed blender listed at $59.99 but discounted at 25% was available for $44.99 at grocery chain Fred Meyer. So $45 was your sale price. $60 was the original price for this year. That's still more. The sale price today is still more expensive than last year's blender when it wasn't discounted at $40. And I'm sorry, no, that is, it was discounted at 40 after a 20% discount off a lower list price of $49.99. So today's discounted price is only $5 less than the actual sales price of last year. At Kohl's, shoppers paid more for Nunn Bush Baker Street men's dressy shoes this past fall than last year. Why couldn't they just say dress shoes? When discounts were actually bigger and the list price was lower. The shoes were available for $79.99 after a nearly 16% price cut from the $95 suggested price. Last year, the shoes were available for $59.99 after a 29% discount on a lower list price of $85. Again, just $5 cheaper this year on sale than it was last year for the original list price. Are you seeing the deals out there? Did you go out there today? Have you perused 844-500-4242? We've got a little bit more on this, and we can also take your calls as well at 844-500-4242. We will take your calls after the break. And before we go to the break, we've got to tell you more about monetary gold. As we know, Joe Biden is still the president. He refused to take any questions today as he was shopping in Nantucket, probably getting some ice cream. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals, and you need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we're seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spending tax federal government. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top five, with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500, 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Joe and Hunter went Black Friday shopping today on Nantucket, and they also ate at a restaurant called the Brotherhood of Thieves, which I visited Nantucket for the first time earlier this year. That's where I ate.
Was there a Black Friday sale, 10% for the big guy?
There may have been. Also, probably not a good look to eat at a restaurant called Brotherhood of Thieves when your family is embroiled in corruption allegations and then there's a federal investigation getting underway, a congressional investigation. Yeah, not the best. They don't think things out too well, do they? That's kind of been the theme of the day, hasn't it? 844-500-4242. This Black Friday, today, shop online. Snag some of the best deals of the season on Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers. You will find great deals at Raycon. Plus, save an additional 30% by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. Get 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When do you start listening to Christmas music? Before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, December 1st, or 12 days before Christmas?
Usually for me, it's the day after Thanksgiving, but there's an exception this year because Thanksgiving is kind of a week early. I've got to wait until December 1st. That's my Larry David rule. I've got a lot of those, but that's one of them.
69% say before Thanksgiving.
69%?
Nice.
Really? It went up? Incredible. I'm flabbergasted. I'm really shocked that the majority of our voting audience chooses to listen to Christmas music before Thanksgiving. We got a lot of work to do. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Taylor, you know, something I love when you address, like, things that are going on. And, you know, something, I used to live on Nantucket, and the Brotherhood of Thieves is one of the nicest restaurants on the island.
It's good. It's like, that's a Cisco kind of enterprise, isn't it?
Remind me of the India House. The India House, which, I mean, the owner died like on a plane trip to Hawaii because he owned a house down there. It was kind of nuts. But anyway, I have to say, my goodness, you like totally took me off track. I mean, I don't know. We think it's Joe Biden right now? I mean, what the hell's going on?
We were talking about Black Friday, and if you're looking for any deals or anything like that, have you been able to find any good ones?
That day, I just go to work, you know. I got one good thing for you.
All right, thanks very much for the call, Paul. 844-500-4242. Vinny, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Vinny.
Good evening, Taylor. I heard you talking about listening to your vinyl collection.
Yes, and I remembered what I was listening to this morning. It was and how could I forget Randy Newman's Little Criminals album. Great songs on there. Jolly Coppers on Parade, probably my favorite song on that album.
Yes, Randy Newman.
Yep.
Shot People, right?
Yeah, that's that album. Yep.
L.A.
Yep.
I love L.A. too. I like that song by him. But I wanted to tell you that the greatest record player that any person could possibly own, I purchased at Target. It's called Crosley Rochester.
No, wrong. You're wrong. I'm sorry, Vinny. No. If you're going to get into records, that's a fine place to start. That's not... I won't turn this into an audiophile show, and I don't consider myself an audiophile. I'm really not that knowledgeable, but I know enough not to buy that brand because they will. It's not I don't want to disparage it. It does the job, it gets the job done, but it could damage your vinyl in the future. That's all I'm saying.
It's entry level, I think.
Yeah, it's entry level. That's a good way of putting it, Matt. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right, thanks. I appreciate the call, Vinny. And listen, I'm glad that people are getting back into it. But again, that's a good place to start, entry level, as Matt said. But once you cobble together a few bucks, shout out for something little more durable, something that's going to enrich the listening experience. Steve, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Steve.
I have the same turntable for about 40 years now.
Oh, wow.
I need a new needle every once in a while.
What do you got?
It's got a, you know, I am so embarrassed. Let me look at it. Phillips.
Oh, those Phillips. They made great turntables, actually.
It's got a wooden
wood
base,
plinth,
you know,
yeah.
Real wood, not imitation.
Right, yeah. That's awesome.
Vinyl's the way to go, Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor, I was really happy that you said earlier that simply because you may disagree with Donald Trump or may even not want him to run as president or be president, doesn't mean you're a rhino. And, I mean, I know that you know that Reagan once said, the 11th commandment is don't criticize other Republicans.
Right. But and what has Donald Trump done?
he doesn't seem to be able to create any allies amongst anybody.
But you know what? Even from the beginning, he broke that rule. That's not a surprise to either of us, Steve. We don't expect him to play by the rules. And again, that's one of the charms of Donald Trump. He does not play by the rules. But what happened and what broke today is a lot different from that, wouldn't you say?
Well, did something break today that happened today that I didn't hear?
Him dining with white supremacists. White nationalists at Mar-a-Lago?
Not good. Not good for Republicans, man. It's the optics are just not good. He doesn't seem to have any common sense.
No. It easily avoidable. Even if he was the only one who knew who he was inviting to dinner, We can continue that conversation as well. I've got some other stuff we can get to. I know people are frustrated with me as it is, but I'm going to be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 617 says, I only went out for Black Friday at 8 a.m. for Record Store Day. Attaboy. Or girl. Fountains of Wayne, Traffic and Weather, and Marshall Crenshaw, 40th Anniversary Edition. Well, if they're good buys and it's exactly what you were looking for, I'm proud of you. I wasn't able to get out to Record Store Day today. I had to be here. But that's okay. I think Santa has gone to Record Store Day for me, and he'll be delivering those Christmas Eve. So I look forward to that. 844-500-4242. Scotia, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving late, and I wanted to tell you, because you seem to have pretty darn good taste in music. I absolutely love Christmas music, and I collect it because you can get Silent Night in every genre imaginable, if you know what I mean, from country to punk to
right.
whatever. But some of the best Christmas music is that really obscure 40s stuff, like the two Louis. So I was going to toss out to you to check out some Louis Prima and the first Louis Armstrong album. I think it was called Cool You or not. First,
yeah, they reissued that this season. There's a reissue that's come out that's supposed to be pretty good. I've got to get my hands on that one too. Cool You'll. What Louis Prima Christmas albums are there?
It's not a Louis Prima Christmas album, but there's a couple of Louis Prima songs.
Oh, like Shake Hands with Santa Claus.
And What Will Santa Say When He Sees Everybody Swinging? I think that came out in like 1939. But there's like a Louis Prima Greatest that has a bunch of his Christmas songs on it. But some of that stuff is just so cool. So
yeah, it's cool. Yes, you're exactly right. A lot of those, I mean, they kind of came out as novelty songs back in their day, but slowly crept up into sort of oddities of mainstays. Shake Hands with Santa Claus, Louis Prima's, that was featured in the movie Elf, so I think that one's picked up some popularity. And Louis Prima himself, I mean, there's a few songs on TikTok that people use, and they happen to be Louis Prima songs, so I think he's gotten a lot more popularity these days than he expected to have after he passed, but that's great. Thanks very much for the call, Scotia. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for hanging on, Bill. Go ahead.
What? No Buddy Greco?
Buddy Greco. How about Jerry Fail?
There you go. Listen, a friend of mine, I was speaking to him. He's in Michigan, works in a Costco. And he says, out front for Black Friday, the place was just packed. But behind the curtain, there was no inventory. The shelves were bare.
At Costco?
At a Costco. Now, this could be this particular one, but I don't know if that is the case.
I mean, there is no back to the Costco, right? It's all there on the shelves. The whole store is the back room, isn't it?
Well, evidently not in the store in Michigan.
Yeah, what I think, and I hate to use that I worked in retail, but I did, but although there was many moons ago and things may have changed since then. Certainly I worked at a now defunct retail outlet, Sears. Everything was put out on the floor. All of your inventory was put out on the floor for Black Friday because you knew it was going to fly. So we didn't keep anything in the back, really, unless they were really big items that took up way too much floor space. But things like TVs, they were all just stocked up in the middle of the aisle. But where I was, I sold fitness equipment. And, you know, you're not going to put every treadmill out on the floor. You put the model up. But, yeah, I haven't read that inventory has been much more of a problem this year than it was last year. But you're hearing differently, Bill?
Well, in this particular instance, so I just cited as one example. I'm not a Costco customer, so no.
Nor am I.
This fellow has worked that job for a couple of years there in Michigan, so he's telling me what he's seeing.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Bill. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. 844-500-4242. 774 Taylor, Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. Check it out. Yeah, that's a good song. That's a very nice, heartfelt Christmas song. Not a very popular one, but again, that one, I think in the past few years has picked up in popularity a bit. Scotia mentioned Silent Night, how there's all kinds of different versions out there, country, jazz, whatever. My favorite version, if that's what she was asking, is by, big shocker here, Frank Sinatra. And it was recorded in the, I think, 93, 94, definitely the twilight years of Sinatra. It was for a children's fundraiser, and it was a very impromptu recording, very short, and he was not in his best voice at all. But it's done with such emotion that it really is one of the most emotional deliveries in all of his catalog recordings. That one has become very special to me, and I try to listen to that one as the last one on Christmas Eve before I go to bed. And it, to me, it's just my favorite things. It's Frank Sinatra singing about the reason for the season, and it doesn't get much better than that for me. 844-500-4242. Another story, New York Post on Black Friday. Black Friday shopping gets slow start as inflation soars. And as we discussed earlier, the deals you're getting today are only slightly better than the original prices on things from last year, which I'm sure were just slightly better, maybe not, than the prices than the year before. That's how quickly inflation has crept up on us. Sky-high prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs have taken a toll on consumers, leaving many of them reluctant to spend unless there's a big sale and are being more selective with what they will buy, in many cases trading down to cheaper stuff in less expensive stores. Cash-strapped shoppers are also dipping more into their savings, turning increasingly to buy-now, pay-later services like Afterpay that allows users to pay for items in installments as well as running up their credit cards. Let's see here. Plenty of shoppers like Lolita from Brooklyn, New York are sitting out Black Friday. She says, I'm shopping early, trying to get things on sale, discount or clearance, and I use coupons. I never did Black Friday. Here it's a mess and people get hurt. It didn't seem like that was the case. I saw a few videos of people lined up for Black Friday and they kind of walked in calmly. I'd say even glumly, as they knew that they were getting skewered on these deals that they were going to shell out for, these purported deals. Some pandemic habits are sticking around, says the Post. Many retailers that closed stores on Thanksgiving Day and instead pushed discounts on their websites to thin out crowds at their brick-and-mortar locations did the same this year as well, despite a return to normalcy. Major retailers, including Walmart and Target, again closed their stores on Thanksgiving. Many moved away from doorbusters, the deeply marked down items offered for a limited time that drew off an unruly crowds, leading to scenes of mayhem on Black Friday. Probably because supply can't really demand a doorbuster. It's too much risk, too much mania for something that you're only going to have a limited supply of. You can't in all good consciousness. And I use that in a very ironic way, talking about retail as if corporations have a conscience. But if you don't have enough to offer somebody, why create so much furor over something you don't have too much of? 617 says, I expect to hear clips of this conversation on a future Chump line. As do I, 617. Pretty much every word that I've uttered today, I know can be used as fodder for future Chump line or hate mail. And it still doesn't dissuade me at all. 844-500-4242. Matt, do we have the Week in Woke intro ready to go at all? I don't want to surprise you at all, but do you happen to have that laying around? Let's do a quick Week in Woke if we can.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Very, very quick one. Emma sent me this story today. Turkeys probably do not love being involved in the turkey pardon tradition. You just have to laugh. Thanksgiving week began with Joe Biden performing the annual tradition of pardoning a pair of turkeys. Two birds, Chocolate and Chip, were raised by the National Turkey Federation's chairman, Ronnie Parker, in North Carolina. The author of this story, Niranjana Rajalakshmi, reached out to Mauricio Papini, a professor of comparative neuroscience at Texas Christian University, to find out if turkeys themselves, how they feel about all the attention when the spotlight's on them in instances such as this. He responded to questions via email. So the reporter said President Biden pardoned two turkeys. What would the emotional state of turkeys be at an event like this? Papini said they are likely under stress from the proximity of unfamiliar people, especially if they're handled in some way. Manipulation may induce a fear response involving lack of movement that might be mistakenly interpreted as the animal being calm. This is called tonic mobility, and it is a fear response. A reporter went on to ask, in this White House pardon event, lots of attention is directed toward one or two turkeys. Do they get scared? And Papini said, fear seems to be universal emotion among vertebrates, present already in fish. Everything indicates the birds have the capacity to behave in a way consistent with this emotion. This is an interesting question. Does a turkey have any sense that it's going to be part of the Thanksgiving meal or know when it is about to be slaughtered? Because
gobble, gobble. <laughs> We
care about all of these questions here at the Howie Carr Show. I would not think so, said Papini, but I cannot be sure. If they did, it would be something quite general, a sense of anxiety without a specific target. That's how we all feel at some point in our lives. And here's one. If you're off meat, if you're off burgers, like real beef burgers or anything animal related, Beyond Meat, if you haven't seen this story, you've got to see the pictures. This is disgusting. Beyond Meat's Pennsylvania processing plant could be riddled with bacteria. Leaked documents claim listeria and mold had been found in the facility 11 times in less than a year. This was during the listeria, foodborne bacteria, was detected in the plant during the second half of last year and the first half of 2022. The leaked documents claim there was an unsafe use of equipment, mold on walls and ingredients, and non-food items had contaminated the meat substitute product, including metal, wood, string, and plastic. The pictures on this are stomach-churning. There's black mold in huge clumps on the walls. There's mold all over the buckets where they keep some of the ingredients. Photos claim to show mold inside a Beyond Meat plant in Pennsylvania. Facility is located in DeVault, which is 45 minutes outside of Philly. The Bloomberg report noted the information came from unnamed sources who said food products had tested positive for listeria. I'm glad I stayed away from this stuff.
That's nasty.
It is very nasty. You've got to see these pictures. It's really, really gross. 844, or maybe you just want to keep living in bliss. How, you know, we still eat hot dogs and we know what they're made out of. 844-500-4242. We'll take our last break before the end of the night, the end of the week here. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
As we start to wrap up the Howie Carr Show for the day. 207, Taylor, I'm getting ready to eat, you SOB. Thanks for the visual of Beyond Gross Meat. Hey, I'm sorry, but if that's what you were eating. I thought you deserved to know. I would want to know if that's what was on my plate for dinner. But hopefully that wasn't on the menu for tonight. 508 says, Taylor, that's not mold in the buckets. That's the ingredients. I didn't say it was in the buckets. I said it was on the buckets. It's on the lids of the buckets, and it's still gross either way. It takes a lot to keep mold out, but it's a no good when you've got mold on top of the buckets of your fake meat ingredients. 844-500-4242. I just wanted to relay another quick story to you. It's not exactly crypto news, but it's, as we point out, these mysterious deaths taking place, these sad, sudden adult death syndrome cases. This time, one of the heads of a crypto firm, Chan Kulander, the former Morgan Stanley trader who co-founded digital asset trading platform Amber Group, has died, 30 years old. He passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on November 23rd, said the Amber Group in a statement today. He led by example with his intellect, generosity, humility, diligence, and creativity. It's sad. Sad that we're seeing stuff like this. We don't know what the cause was, but certainly we're seeing more and more of this as we go through the time frame post-pandemic. It's sad to see. And also sad to see is our producer, Matt. He is, are you okay with me disclosing this information, Matt?
But I'm in the old dusty trail.
Yeah. This is Matt and myself's last time working together. I'm on vacation next week. His last day is next week. But Matt has been with us for a couple of years now at the Howie Carr Radio Network. We actually worked together at WBSM for a few years as well before our paths crossed here. And I just want to let you know, Matt, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you again. You've carried quite the load here at the Howie Carr Show. Matt is the guy. He puts the intro together every day. He gets all of the cuts for Howie. He posts Howie's homework. Anything web-related that's also content-related, it's pretty much Matt behind it. He does so much of our visual graphics. He's never said no to anything until we started asking him to do stuff. Then he gave us his 2 weeks notice. But Matt, you've been absolutely terrific. The listeners are going to be deprived maybe for a little while without you being behind a lot of the screens and the boards. But I think you're training up some great replacement material. But thank you very much for your time here. I'm going to miss you, pal.
It's a great recommendation. I'm going to use that for my resume.
Just play it back on your you're going to put that on the website. Matt, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you in a couple weeks. This is the Howie Carr Show.